Hi, this is Ernie Fazio, and the show is Earnestly Speaking. And today we're talking to Cindy Scott and Sandy Oliva, and they are co-leaders of the Safe Center, and they deal with helping people who have been abused, children and adults, right, Sandy?
Correct,
Cindy?
Correct.
This is pretty tricky stuff. You need a lot of professionals in your network, don't you?
Yes, we do, and professionals that specialize in varying issues, whether it's children who are witnessing domestic violence or abuse in their home, or children who have been directly victimized, to working with adults who have been raped or sexually assaulted, adults who are living in domestic violence situations, and one of our newest projects is our trafficking program, working with the Nassau County District's Attorney's Office and the courts through a diversion program to help women and men who may very well have been trafficked for, I guess, sexual exploitation, actually. So that's our newest program, because we see and understand that it's not a victimless crime, that those people are victims.
So let me see if I got this. There are people that come through the courts that you never see. You don't see them until somebody in that courtroom says, you got to look at this situation. Do you get that kind of cooperation?
Sometimes we do. It depends on the situation. It depends on what the crime was, who the victim is, what kind of crime it was committed. For example, most of the adults who come to us are voluntarily calling to us, or they are being referred by the police at the time when police make an arrest, for example, for a domestic violence or sexual assault. And they are also coming to us through the newspapers, through social services. It pretty much anyway. What we do is we have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week hotline. It's anonymous. People can call and speak to someone who will understand what it is they're saying, what their needs are, and will help them get to us.
You know what I find disturbing is that you're dealing with the problem after it's happened. What are we doing on prevention?
Well, that's, again, where our education department comes in, is really being out there and helping people understand what they can do to protect themselves or to protect their children, and working with professionals for helping them understand what they need to do with clients that they may be working with.
Well, you know, you think of a psychologist or a psychiatrist, and you say, this guy should be really on the top of his game. This should be like a blaring siren when he sees it. Are they that attuned?
I think it's a very specialized, focused perspective that you have to have. I think people who are living in abusive situations, whether they're children or adults, are very good at hiding it, and they hide it for very good reasons, because they're concerned about future abuse, they're concerned about their well-being, they're concerned about their families. And so I think that there's, you know, it's sometimes difficulty for professionals to see it, because it isn't out there. And a lot of the kind of abuse we're talking about, you're not going to necessarily see bruises. You know,
no,
you're not going to see it. So,
no,
so
people who have been verbally bullied and diminished by other people, mm-hmm. There is no physical bruise.
Exactly.
It's all in the head, and it's all much more worse. You know, I should say much more worse. that's called a double comparative, I think. And as my
mother...
Well,
there are many levels and types of abuse for both children and adults. So what we would hope is that when professionals are working with people who are victims, those professionals would have learned and been taught what to look for, what signs to look for, to be able to hear and see things and say, are you safe at home? Is somebody hurting you? And elicit that. But this is a specialized area, and it takes understanding and
it's
learning.
It's a fearful area. It's a very fearful area. It's a fearful area for the abused. It's a fearful area for the professional who says, I think this guy's got a problem, and now he's putting himself in a liable position.
Well, once you say, I think this person has a problem, then the next question is, what are you going to do about it if you're a helping professional?
Right.
So what we do is we have take the burden of their having to solve that particular problem by being available to professionals for referrals from their clients to us so that we can help. And that's our area. We will work with adults. We'll work with children. We're available 24/7 to be the agency to meet the need.
Well, you know, when I learned more about your agency, what is it, 5 years ago?
Probably, yeah.
I look at my own life and say, I've been skating through, baby. This mm-hmm. has been easy. Mm-hmm. And I say, mm-hmm. poor people who have to deal with this, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, Ernie, you talked about economy before, from the perspective of the victim. If you're poor and victimized, then it's even more difficult. What are you going to do? If you walk out, how are you going to live? Who's going to help you raise your children and make sure you can feed them?
Do you know, it's so funny.
Being poor makes it all the more difficult to be trapped in these situations.
You know, in the first segment, I did a talk only with just my own ideas and mm-hmm. thoughts. And one of the things I picked up on was a man who died last week, who was a Wall Street guy, who got involved with homeless people. Mm-hmm. He quit his job, millions of dollars. He walked away. He says, this is not satisfying. And so how many people can do that or will do that? But you need to have the resources to be able to make that decision that you're going to be helpful.
Well, you know.
And you have people like
we
that.
We have people at all, really, truly, we've gotten calls from just about every level you could imagine. But the issue is that when somebody comes to us where the parent or the child has been abused and that family does not have the resources to really just get out and start on their own and protect and do what's necessary, part of our role is to help them with that. We give people options. We give people the opportunities. And that's why I think it's so important that those who are professionals in the community understand when to refer people to.
Do you get workplace abuse too?
Yes. We get workplace abuse in the sense of many victims of domestic violence are abused at their workplace by their abuser,
right.
Are called, harassed at the workplace. We also have some
people. No, I mean from their employer.
No.
No. That's not as no. prevalent, or not.
It's not something that we're working.
That's
on.
That's something that you work right. on. I do believe it exists, by the way.
It does exist, absolutely, and it's a serious issue for people who are experiencing that.
Yeah, well, you ain't got the time. You probably got your hands full right now. So, tell me about the future. What do we? What do you have planned? Anything that you care to talk about now, or you have it formulated now?
Well, I think that we're very excited about being merged with the opportunity of growing and enhancing what we're doing. We talked a little bit about the trafficking work that we're doing with adult prostitutes right now. We're going to be expanding, working with commercially sexually exploited children, and working with them and doing some education for the community on that, as well as working with those victims directly.
Cindy, I think it's important right now that you give us a phone number so that for the record. So
Cindy, you should give the hotline.
516-542-0404.
And if you missed it, we're going to do it before we close.
We serve Nassau County, but we will make referrals to other counties if necessary.
Do you have other agencies in other counties?
There are domestic violence and child abuse prevention agencies in Suffolk County as well.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we do.
It's www.tscli.org.
TSCLI.org.
Correct.
Okay. I want people to be able to know how to contact you.
Please, we want them to.
Somebody out there is hurting.
Right.
Somebody who's listening to this program is hurting. And that person would be well advised to get in touch.
The number that Sandy gave was our 24-hour hotline. Operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So even if it's in the middle of the night and you feel like this is the time I can make the call, it's the safest time for me to do that, somebody will answer.
If you're listening to this show and you feel that you have a need or somebody to talk about or to, hang with us because we're going to give those numbers all over again. Try it again.
516-542-0404.
Good. And let's hope we help somebody today.
Thank you. Yes, let's hope so.
Because I would like to help you help others because I don't know how to do what you know how to do.
But you know how to link people to us, and that's what counts.
Right.
This is Ernie Fazio. I'm talking to Cindy Scott and Sandy Oliva, and they are co-chairs, I guess it's
co-directors.
Co-directors of the Safe Center. And I want to thank you for being with us. It's an important issue, and I'm glad I handled it. This is Ernie Fazio. This is Earnestly Speaking. Thanks for being with us today.